Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a nasty Friday where it's raining, and it's raining a lot. We got a big show for you today because it's football season, and that means good stuff. That means very good stuff. So, we got a lot of things happening. Let's do a little roll call here real quickly. Let's check in with Coach Watson Brown, who's up on the plateau, where I'm guessing it's raining as well. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm great. No rain here yet. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Give it time.
It's okay. Coming. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's you're the Memphis to what you talked about growing up. So.
4 inches of snow in Memphis moving this way.
It's whatever it is in Nashville, it's coming to Cookeville. That's pretty much true.
Oh, yeah.
But as of right now, no rain.
Well, get ready. It's coming.
Okay.
In fact, based on what I've seen in the forecast, a lot of the high school football tonight is going to be very soggy. So if you're headed out to one of those games, you might want to think about an umbrella. Let me just look here real specifically. 30% in the 3 o'clock hour, then 30% at 5 o'clock, 60% at 6, and that goes until about 9 o'clock. So a lot of the games are going to be a little on the wet side. Now, Watson, should we check in with Terry and see what's going on in his world?
I think that's a great idea, George.
Okay, let's get the medical update first. Terry, how are you?
Feeling good. I'm, able to actually get out and do a little bit today. Got out of the house for a little bit.
Really?
Yes.
This is wonderful.
Very pleased with that.
Well, you should be thrilled. Gosh. This is a lot different than a week ago, buddy.
Oh, you got that right. It was, I didn't know where I was headed a week ago.
Well, good. I am thrilled. I guess this means you are ready to do a little work.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
So, Terry, we know what's facing the Titans square in the face, the possibility of starting 0-2, and we know that, what is it, less than 10% of teams that start 0-2 end up making the playoffs. I guess the one piece of good news in all of that is the division sucks so bad that they probably have a little more leeway than most teams.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Other than the Colts, who are, really kind of an unknown right now because you really don't know what Carson Wentz is or isn't and if Frank Wright can fix him. And then you look at the other two teams, the Texans and the Jaguars, and, I don't really see probably more than about 8 wins between those two teams all year, if you press me on it. So I think it's a two-horse race between the Titans and the Colts. And, so even though if the Titans could play better, go out to Seattle and still come away with a loss and be 0-2, their season really starts next week when they come home to face the Colts.
Okay. Last Sunday, obviously the offensive line issues were humongous. They got absolutely boat raced by Arizona. What do you think will be different this Sunday? What changes do you think they've made in preparation for the Seahawks?
Well, I think some of it is just the fact that they'll get to work together a little bit. They'll have, they've had Ben Jones for a full week. They've had Nate Davis for a full week. Now the Taylor Lewan situation, I think, coming off an ACL, I think they really expected too much of him against a guy like Chandler Jones to be singled up as much as he was on Sunday in his first game coming off an ACL. I would look for them to have to keep a tight end or a back end to help Taylor Lewan, you know, to block some of these guys maybe a little more than they're used to, because, you know, he's right now not the Taylor Lewan that he was before that injury. Not close.
Kicking situation now settled with Randy Bullock?
For the time being. I mean, this is, if you're keeping score, this is kicker number 10 to walk into the Titans camp under Mike Vrabel's watch. And for the life of me, I don't know why they can't get it right. You know, it baffles me that there's not more care exercised with the kicker position, because, you know, if I've got a tackle that's struggling, I can keep somebody in and I can roll my, you know, my scheme, you know, in terms of that, to keep from having to, you know, him being single blocked. If I've got a cornerback that's having trouble covering his man one-on-one, I can roll coverage from a safety or a nickelback over to help him. But I can't fix a guy that can't make a 45-yard field goal, and that's been a problem for the Titans for a long time.
Yeah. Terry, do you think ultimately they're going to have to use a late-round draft pick next year in the draft and go get them a young one?
Either that, or they're just going to have to bite the bullet and go get a quality guy like they did when Ryan Succop was out there on the market for them. I think that's really the only options that they have. You know, now, best-case scenario would be if either Randy Bullock figures it out, or if Sam Thicken can get back healthy and he kicks the ball well and the problem is solved. But in terms of long-term, if neither one of those situations work out, then yes, you're either going to have to go find yourself the best college kicker you can find. But I would be much more likely to go and find a kicker that's available out there that can get the job done. Somebody, you want a kicker that's in the prime of their career, maybe 27, 28 years old, that's just on the ascent. That's what they were able to do years ago with Joe Nedney, with Rob Baronis. You know, it's how they found Succop. He was still in the prime of his career. I just think that's the route you have to go.
Okay, Terry, anything else that you want to bring up?
A couple of things from the reports of the guys who are at practice today. Jayon Brown and Caleb Farley not present for the open part of practice. So that is a concern, especially in the case of Jayon Brown, who's dealing with a hamstring issue.
That wouldn't be good Sunday.
No, that would not.
Okay. Listen, you keep getting better. Thrilled at the progress you're making. You sound 100 times better than you did a week ago. And I, for one, and I know Watson, and I know our listeners are thrilled at your recovery.
Yes, thank you.
Hang in there. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Who's your underdog?
My underdog is Florida State.
Yeah, well, that's where all the niceties stop.
Okay, yeah.
When we get to that, we're back to chemical warfare. See ya.
All right, see ya.
Aren't we, Watson?
Oh, by the way, who is my underdog?
Hold on here a second.
Who did Ray
pick? I'm sorry to give you a blank stare here, but give me about 15 seconds. I know this is not great radio, and I will tell you exactly what we did for you. or perhaps did to you.
Yeah.
You have Auburn.
That might be better.
Yeah, you have Auburn.
Auburn.
They're in the Southeastern Conference.
That's what Ray picked, huh?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
That was one you agreed to.
That was one of the four or five I put on there, right?
Yeah. I have Memphis, and by the way, that's a book it.
Oh, God.
Against Mississippi State. I think they're going to win tomorrow.
And then who is Terry took?
Terry's gone with Florida State against Wake Forest.
It's Wake Forest.
And Commissioner Pogu has Michigan State on the road. They're about a six-point dog at Miami.
Nobody took the one I probably would have took if I'd had time.
BYU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That would have probably been my
pick. I think that's the second best one out there.
Yeah, I think Arizona State, BYU, if it was still – I never looked to see, and then I looked today, and I think it was 3.5 or 4, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Have you seen what the American Athletic is thinking?
Yes. You mean as far as adding people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me throw out the 5 names that came up in the article that I read. AAC, American Athletic, is the one Memphis is in.
Yep.
Air Force, Boise, Colorado State, San Diego State, UAB. Okay. I want to pick your brain real quickly about UAB. You were once the athletic director there. Is this a move you would be pleased with?
Oh, they'd beg to go. Yes, they would beg to go. We're begging to go. We weren't good enough, didn't have facilities, anything, when that split came, when Louisville, TCU, when Memphis was left out, and all that group left, and Memphis was left out of it, we would have begged to go then. So, yeah, they would be crawling on their knees to get there.
Okay, let me try this one, though. See what you think here. If you've got a league that extends from Temple in Philadelphia down to UAB in Birmingham and out to San Diego State, don't you need to have a heck of a deal with an airline company?
Yeah, you're going to do some traveling.
Oh.
And honestly, it's not football, because you don't make but a couple of those a year in football. It's baseball. It's
right.
It's the other sports that where it gets tough. Now, football, of course, has to have a big old charter plane, where some of the other sports like cross country or golf or something could just throw them on a commercial flight and get them there. And it's not near as expensive as taking a football team out there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but, I mean, there's also more money to be made in the AAC than Conference USA, so it would balance itself out.
Is it considerably more?
I would think so. It's been a long while since I was there, but there was a considerable difference when those left before. And I can imagine now that it would be more so. They're just I'm sure their packages with ESPN are much better than Conference USA packages
yeah.
are.
How in the world does the volleyball team at UAB travel to Temple and to San Diego State? To me, that's where the crunch is going to happen.
Well, they're already going to schools in Texas, to El Paso and things like that, George, so it's not like they haven't already done some of that.
But it's a huge money loser.
It is already, and they're not getting as much to travel. I mean, they're not making as much, so it makes it harder to travel. So, I mean, once you get on a plane, whether you're going to Boise or you're going to El Paso or Houston, there's not a big difference at that point.
Watson, hang with me, because after the break, guess who's joining us?
Murphy Fair.
The guru. Of
the
high
guru
school
of all
sports.
Gurus.
The guy that probably knows more about high school football in this state than anybody is Murphy Fair. And he will join us to talk about, what is this, week number 5? Week number 5 on the high school football front. So get ready. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. Fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
And now our friends at Mike's Remodeling are reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Mike's Remodeling, our number one most trusted contractor backed by over 21 years of experience in residential and commercial remodeling. Trust the name we trust. Mike's Remodeling. Call 270-305-3424. That's 270-305-3424. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
This song is straight out of Murphy Fair and Mine's childhood. Maybe not childhood. Smoke from a Distant Fire was late 70s. I was in college. Oh, yeah, play it. Play it. Watson, do you want me to sing?
No. Just let me listen to the song.
Fine. Thanks to the Sanford Townsend Band for that cheap shot. Let's say hello to the guru, Murphy Fair. Murphy, how are you?
I'm good, George, and thank you, Watson.
You got it, Murphy.
Fine. If that's the way you all want to play, you can do your own show.
That's the way we want to play. We might just go do our own show, right, Murph? We might just do that.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, it can't be any worse than this. So, Murph, where are your travels tonight? Where are you headed?
Actually, I'm headed to Hohenwald, Tennessee. Tonight marks the 400th game that longtime coach Bobby Sharp has directed Panther football in Lewis County. He started his head coaching career the same year I started my magazine, 1988. And they've got a special pregame presentation, and I've been invited to come and watch Bobby be honored the way he ought to be. It's going to be quite a milestone in any coach's career. 400 games. You've got to have a lot of intestinal fortitude to stay out there that long, I think.
No kidding. Watson, I got word from the school that the way this ceremony is going to work, when Murphy gets there, they will immediately play Hail to the Chief, and the PA announcer will say, "All rise."
Tell me that part.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to embellish a little bit. Murphy, don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
I've heard that for decades.
Yeah, I've been saying it for decades. So give me a couple of games tonight that are kind of on your radar screen.
Well, I think, I don't have my list in front of me right now, but I think there's a pretty good one out on West End. We had a phone call earlier this morning about the game involving Montgomeryville Academy. Who was it they're playing? I'm sorry.
Father Ryan.
Yes. I think that'll be a really exciting game. Father Ryan has maybe not been mentioned as much in the headlines as teams like Brentwood Academy or NBA or McCauley of late. The Irish are playing pretty well right now. They had a really good quarterback last year who is now at, Appalachian State. And so I thought they might be in a bit of rebuilding mode. But Brian Rector has got them playing just as well, if not better, than they played last year. And I think that would be a fun game to watch if somebody's in Nashville looking for one to go to. I believe that game's at NBA. It could be at Ryan.
NBA. And Murphy, okay, for the record, Ryan has not beaten NBA in 16 years, and so there's a lot of frustration on the Ryan end. They really would like to end that tonight.
Oh, I would say so. I would say so. Interesting situation. That's a long time, and they've played each other, I think, in just about all of those 16 years because, for the most part, they've been in the same division, the same league, if you will. So looks to be a good one. It's always a good evening when you go watch a Marty Uverard coached team compete on the gridiron, and Brian Rector and what he did at Centennial High School and what he's done at Father Ryan makes it just as exciting to go to, I think.
Well, yeah, Marty started at BGA. What would you expect? I mean, if he started there, you know he's good.
Well, that's true, and did pretty well at Oakland as well.
He sure did. Yeah,
got a pretty good pedigree from a guy from Rogersville, Tennessee.
Murphy, a week ago, there was a game in East Tennessee involving the two big powerhouses, Maryville and Alcoa. And Maryville, as has always been the case, or at least it seems that way in this 20-year run of theirs, they end up being the winner. Is it basically them and Murfreesboro, Oakland, as the two best teams in the state?
Well, that seems to be the case among Division I schools, the public schools. There are some folks who are CPA fans, some folks who are Lipscomb Academy fans that might argue that point. And we'll find out here next week whether or not that's a safe statement to make, because just in the last few days, a game has been put together that we never dreamed of a week or 10 days ago. But Lipscomb's going to Oakland next Thursday night. Somebody said, "Boy, I wish they'd put that on TV." They wouldn't dare put it on TV. That would cut into the gate. Every high school football fan within 100 miles of Murfreesboro will probably try and come to that ball game. Lipscomb at Oakland, a couple of teams that are undefeated. Oakland's, I think, averaging in the 35-38 point range per game. Lipscomb's averaging right at 70 points a game, give or take a little bit. And it ought to be a rip snorter, I think, for sure.
No doubt. And you and I are going to it. And Watts and I will contend nobody will rise when they see me walk in.
said that before I did, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew it was coming. Murphy, help me, though. How does that happen after a season has already started? What do they have to request a waiver to make it happen, or are they just on their own to do whatever?
It's pretty much up to the schools, I think, and there have been a fair number of games on both of their schedules. I'm not sure that both began the season with a full 10-game schedule anyway, but they've lost a game or two. I know there was a team from Virginia that was supposed to play at Oakland, I think, last week, and they ended up canceling. I don't know what the reason was, but I think at one time this month, Oakland only had 8 games on the slate with 11 weeks to play 10 games. I think TSSAA, within reason, pretty much leaves that up to the schools. I think once the game is set, for example, I think administratively there's probably some communication between the high school and TSSAA just to make sure that, you know, nothing's within the realm of that game that would cause somebody to say, no, we're not going to let you play, that sort of thing. So, it's, you know, the school's got to have some money to keep the program going, and you can't make any money if you're not playing on Thursday or Friday night. So there we go.
Oh, this one, the old gate receipts will be pretty good for this one. Watson, even though you've – go ahead, Murphy.
No, I was just going to agree with you. I think that'll be a standing room only crowd on both sides of the field.
Yeah, they may want to move that one to a bigger venue before it's over, take full advantage. Watson, say hello to the guru.
The guru. He is the guru. There's no doubt about
it. How you doing today?
I'm good, my man. I'm doing really good. It's not raining up here. I can go get on the tractor if I need to.
Have you gotten some grief over that tractor thing we talked about last week?
Yes. That was a little grief, but that's okay. Once you get George grief, any other kind of grief you get, Murph, is just kind of
secondary.
Secondary. It's secondary.
That's right.
That's a good word.
That's right.
I think COVID.
Maybe we need to get the three of us together, and we could give George some tractor lessons. That picture would be worth a lot of money.
He wouldn't know where to start it. City slicker that he is, he would not know where to turn on the tractor.
Good Lord, this sounds like Green Acres.
Well,
where's Zsa Zsa? Whatever, whoever it was.
Had a long time ago, Murphy, telling you age, boy.
It's really. Oh. I need to show you guys a Christmas card, hoping I did several years ago. With me, she had a formal gown on, and I had a pair of overalls on.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Murph, don't you think COVID's caused all this? These games like this, because I mean, there's even been games put together on a Wednesday to play on a Friday, and I just think all these cancellations through COVID. Or I saw where Alcoa is canceled this week for COVID, I think. I think that's what it is. So the TSSAA has really eased up and just said, hey, you get a game, go for it. Wouldn't you say that?
I think that's probably got a lot of merit to it, Watson. I know that was probably the case even more so last year, because it was something we hadn't experienced ever before, with games dropping like flies before the opening whistle ever sounded. But I think you make a good point there. And one encouraging sign, although the COVID numbers are not necessarily encouraging in Tennessee, I checked about an hour ago, and there were only, I think, 10 or 12 games canceled for tonight, which is a third of what it was last week and a third of what it was the week before that. So it's dropping considerably, but you know, we all know that it hasn't completely gone away. It's just one of those deals, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. We've got plenty to worry about today, and we'll just take it one day at a time.
Well, and that is good news that it's going down. A couple of games up here in Middle Tennessee, Murph, interests me. Mount Juliet and White County, Sparta. Mount Juliet's 4-0. Sparta's 3-1, and clobbered Cookeville last week. Is there any chance that White County could play with Mount Juliet? That's amazing how far that program's come.
Well, it really has. I couldn't help but wonder, and you might know the answer to this since you're a former Cookeville quarterback. How long has it been since Sparta beat Cookeville on the gridiron?
It's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah. I think Jimmy lost to him. Coach Maynard at Cookeville lost to him once when he first early went there. But it's been a while, and it wasn't. I mean, they rushed for 400 yards in the game. So Sparta's, they must be pretty good, and I'm anxious. Mount Juliet's undefeated. I wouldn't have thought a couple of years ago there's any way in the world Sparta would be playing with Mount Juliet, but somebody's doing a good job there.
They are, and I think that'll be an interesting ball game. The last couple of years, White County has played what I call the Wildcat schedule. They have not played a regional or district schedule.
Yeah. Because they couldn't compete.
Beg your pardon?
They couldn't compete. So they just backed off and eased up the schedule a little bit, and now look where they've come.
And that's a wise move. You know, they played some 3A and maybe even a couple of 2A schools during that stretch just to help get the kids gain a little confidence, and it's worked well. And Sparta's a pretty salty bunch this year, obviously. It's interesting, Mount Juliet has moved down from the 6A to the 5A ranks, as has Wilson Central, two 6A schools last year that are now at 5A because of the opening of Green Hill High School in extreme western Wilson County. So I think it'll be an interesting game. Trey Perry's got his kids playing awfully well, too. I don't think it's a regional game. It could be. I can't really remember. Let's see. But I think it's one certainly worth watching. I'm sorry, it is a regional game.
I was going to say, I think it is a regional game,
Yeah, so that very well could be for the regional championship. We're right at the midpoint. This is week five of an 11-week regular season. So we're just about to the midpoint after tonight's all over. So.
Well, and the other one I would ask you about, I picked two teams to talk about this week that have been, Rockville, who just started football a few years ago and just got clobbered. Here they sit 4-0, and the music started, Murph, so you have to comment quick.
Got about 30 seconds.
And they play Riverdale. They got any chance to play with those guys?
On paper, I don't think so, but don't sell Rick Rice short. All these kids that are seniors on that team have been starting since they were sophomores.
Yeah.
They know the system as well as anyone, and that could be an upset in the making, but I'd still bet on Riverdale. I think Coach Will Price has got a pretty salty bunch this year.
Murph, drive safe tonight.
Thank you, guys.
You take care. Appreciate you doing this. He is the guru of high school football in this state. He is Murphy Fair. He knows it all. Watson Brown knows it all on the college level. We will pick his brain next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-806-2371. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-806-2371. That's 800-806-2371. Again, 800-806-2371.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay, this is a time where I get a chance to pick Watson Brown's brain about 4 or 5 big college games that'll get played tomorrow. Watson, let's start with Alabama, who most people believe is about 3 touchdowns better than anybody else. Do you give Florida even a puncher's chance tomorrow in Gainesville?
Yes, I do. If they can hang around, I'm not saying win the game, but I think it will be a very fun game to watch, and I think it'll be close till fourth quarter time. The spread, wasn't it 14-15 maybe?
Yeah, it is.
It's probably going to end up about that, but I think the game will be closer than that.
Okay, we've got kind of the Brain Bowl here tomorrow night. Stanford in town to play Vandy. Stanford's about a 12-point favorite. Do you give Vandy a shot against a Stanford that's been kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde?
Depends on which Stanford shows, I think. And maybe a little bit of which Vandy shows. I thought they were much more organized and calm, and you know, they just looked like a better football team all the way around in Colorado than they did against East Tennessee. But I think it's on Stanford, George. If Stanford plays like week one, Vandy's going to have a shot at this. I also think bad weather night with all that beautiful weather in California, all that bad weather night with a lot of rain would help Vanderbilt more than Stanford for sure.
Here's one, Watson, that I know has your attention because you're a former University of Cincinnati head coach. People really like Cincinnati, and rightfully so. They are now in the top 10 in the country. They go to an Indiana tomorrow that's been a little bit of disappointment, the way they just, you know, folded like a cheap suit against Iowa. What kind of shot do you give Indiana?
I give them a shot. I think it's kind of trappish looking to Cincinnati. All the Big 12 talk, all the talk about their coach going to Southern Cal. There's a lot around going on around the University of Cincinnati. And Indiana's tired of listening to one they think, because they're in the Big Ten, they think they're better than this bunch. And so I see it as a trap game for Cincinnati, but I think it's on Cincinnati. If Cincinnati is ready and rolling, Indiana can't beat them. But if Cincinnati falls for the trap, and I've got my eyes on that one. And I think you're going to know early. I think you're going to know in the first quarter how this thing is going to go.
Okay, I want to give you a theory and see what you think about it. USC plays at Washington State tomorrow, and I think you'll see the best of USC.
Yeah.
Because even though I think their players really like Clay Helton, they've been under a cloud now for a couple of years, knowing that he was on a banana peel. Now that part's over and done with. Doesn't that kind of lift the cloud?
Yes, cloud of pressure. Those kids have just felt it. We don't win, our coach is gone. We don't win, our coach is gone. If we don't win big in this one, our coach is gone. I think that's a lot of pressure on kids, and they do feel that. I can tell you they do. And so I agree with you. I think Southern Cal might go on a pretty good run here. They did this when Helton took over. It's what got him the job, if
right.
you remember. Is they loosened up and they started playing better, and all of a sudden it gets him the job because he was the interim coach. So I 100% agree with you. Probably don't want to play Southern Cal here for a few weeks.
Now, I'm going back to, as the song said, when I wore a younger man's clothes. I'm convinced Memphis beats Mississippi State tomorrow. What do you think?
I wasn't as big on that one as you. I think it could happen, yes. What did it end up being, three?
Three and a half.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's low enough that a lot of people think that. I think Mississippi State is a lot better on defense, than people are giving them credit for. I don't think Memphis is going to score the points they've been scoring. You get it down in the 20s, and I'm not sure. I think Memphis has got to score. I don't think Memphis's defense is near as good as its offense, George, and I think Mississippi State will score. Where I see the difference that made me a little nervous with that one is they're going against, by far, I think, the best defense Memphis has played so far.
Here's one that I guess I'll admit I'm shocked. Georgia is a 31.5-point favorite against South Carolina. There was a time where that was a pretty much neck-and-neck rivalry. South Carolina has slid backwards. Georgia has ascended into the top five in the country. But, Watson, I'm not convinced that offensively they're all that much to write home about because I don't think they got a quarterback.
No, it's the jury's still out, but nobody can score any points on these guys. I mean, UAB's points the other day, interception run back for a touchdown, I think. I don't think they scored a point. And I don't think South Carolina is very good. And when you keep getting on offense, and when you keep giving that ball back to Georgia over and over and over, it don't take long to get to 31. I don't think South Carolina will be in this game, and it'll be somewhere around that amount. I'm not sure that they'll beat them by 31, but an easy 24 or so. I just don't think this will be a great game.
We've got two top 25 teams playing each other tomorrow night. Auburn at Penn State. Is it as simple as Penn State wins because they're at home, and flip side, if it were at Auburn, they would win?
I think it's in Penn State's court. The teams are at best equal. I would think Penn State's better. But at best, it's an equal game, and you're playing in a whiteout. Now, the whiteout is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is. It throws it up there into one of the best atmospheres in the country when the whiteout's on. The fans just get excited. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've had big wins against Ohio State. They have lost on whiteout nights. I know that. They have lost. I think the ball's in Penn State's court. I just don't know how good Auburn is. And I think I'm anxious to see because I believe after this week, George, we're going to have a much better feel of the SEC, and you and I could probably go back and do that ranking we did a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet you it changes a bunch from this weekend.
Oklahoma State at Boise State. Boise's a 3.5-point favorite, Watson.
Yeah.
And at home, you know, they've been pretty darn good on that blue field. Oklahoma State, to me, has been a disappointment.
Very much so. I think that's a – if you're picking a game, I like that game. I mean, we have to do that underdog thing. That's a total different world. But I think – I just can't see Oklahoma State beating Boise. Boise is proved to me to be pretty dadgum good, and I've been really disappointed in Oklahoma State. So I think Boise wins this one, maybe more than you think. Might get up 14, 17 points.
See, that's what I think. So,
and who knows if we're right, but I'm just giving you feel. But I don't know. I just so disappointed in Oklahoma State, and I'm not seeing a turnaround. Didn't play good the first week. Hadn't played good, you know, just I hadn't seen the turn on yet.
Watson, I got about a minute. Does your brother beat Virginia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I think pretty good.
Okay, let me try a couple. Tonight, Central Florida at Louisville. Central Florida, 7-point favorite. What do you think?
I think that's one that I didn't write down, but Louisville will be there. I think this one's going to be a very close game.
Maryland, 7 at Illinois.
Maryland's pretty good.
Are they really?
Tua's brother is playing lights out right
now. Yeah. Okay. Guess what's coming?
I think I know. The stat of the day.
And let me tell you what. You're going to like it. You know why?
Why?
Because it came from Michael Cindric.
Well, anything. Okay, good. I'm not going to be ugly, but that's good.
Oh, you want to be ugly?
No, I said I'm not going to be
ugly. No, but you want to be.
I love to get my little shots in when the week's over.
Same to you.
That you have the whole weekend to think about what you're going to throw back at me.
Gotta run. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. It's time for Stat of the Day, brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Okay, this one is going to get everybody's attention. What National Football League team is older than the state they play in?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's a real good one.
It is. And I came real close to getting it right. So think about what's being said here. What National Football League team is older than the state they play in? Okay, now when you think that through, I guess are Hawaii and Alaska the last two states that were admitted? Are they states 49 and 50 in some order?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's no teams there. So
right. And so when this question got fired at me this morning, I eliminated those. And then I said, okay, it's got to be somebody that moved. And then I got to thinking, Indy, Arizona, the Titans. Franchises that have moved. Any thoughts?
I would think Arizona.
It is the Arizona Cardinals.
There you go.
Okay, listen closely.
You said it. That's when you said that, I said, that's got to be what it is, because they moved.
When Michael sent me this, I almost sent him back Arizona. Here's the deal. The Cardinal franchise, their history dates all the way back to the formation of the amateur Morgan Athletic Club in Chicago in 1898. Wow. The Arizona Territory was granted admission into the United States on February 14th, 1912.
Great stat, though, right there.
Is that not some good stuff?
Yeah, and I'm not sure I would have said that if you hadn't gone through that. So I'll give you the credit for that.
Yes.
But as soon as you said, I said, yeah, they've moved a bunch. I didn't realize they started in Chicago.
Hmm. Yeah. So I think we got a good stat of the day to close you out for the week, Watson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know you've had a long week, and I really appreciate your willingness to come on today.
Oh, thanks, George. It's good therapy to come on with you, so I appreciate you saying that.
You have a good weekend.
Same to you, buddy.
And I hope your brother does, too.
Yeah, I do too. He needs one.
Yeah. Let's get him a win. Talk to you Monday.
All right, pal.
Okay. Here's a little bit of what we're going to do in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll start out with Jeff Pennington. God knows both of us need to redeem ourselves from the disasters that we have created early.
WPDQ. Thanks, bro.
News, I'm Rena Roy. Pentagon officials are now saying a deadly drone strike in Afghanistan mistakenly killed civilians, not Islamic terrorists.
I offer my profound condolences to the family and friends of those who were killed.
General Frank McKenzie, Chief of U.S. Central Command. While an FDA advisory panel reviews data on whether to recommend Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shots for people after 6 months of getting vaccinated, members of the White House COVID response team today are urging more Americans to get their initial shots. Coordinator Jeff Zients also pushed back on criticism over the Biden administration's vaccine requirements, saying in addition to the science showing vaccines work to protect people from severe illness and hospitalization, it makes sense for the nation's recovering economy.
You don't have to be an economist to understand why vaccination requirements will boost more than vaccination rates. They will also boost job growth, the labor market, and the overall economy.
This is ABC News.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays and exclusive always-on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
The 3 o'clock hour is going to be a good one. We're going to get you home safe and sound, and hopefully you're going to get a laugh or two. Maybe. I'll tell you what will probably get you a laugh. Let's face it, over the years, things like underdog picks, gifts to the people, I've been a total embarrassment. I mean, let's be honest. I have not exactly been Jimmy the Greek. Instead, I've been George the Greek. And that has at times been a disaster. Now, we've had fun at my expense, but it's really gotten sad because it appears that I have infected Jeff Pennington. Pennington Distillery. He joins us again this week trying to redeem himself and me because I've agreed with everything he's put out there. Jeff, what are we doing?
Man, who knows? Just unlucky year. I hope everybody's going against us right now. We have to turn this around.
You know, Jeff, years ago, I'll never forget this. I got a phone call from a listener one day, and he says to me, he says, I really enjoy your segment, Gifts to the People. And I said, why is that? He said, well, he said, I wait for it every week. He said, once you make your picks, then I call my bookie and I go the other way. So that's where we are right now.
0-4, that's a pretty slow start, I'm going to have to admit. That's not too good.
Okay, let's rally like the champions that we both believe we are. You ready?
I'm totally ready.
I'm going to, by the way, just so we can win one, I may sneak a third game into this that you don't know anything about. Maybe a lack of preparation will help.
Hey, less thinking. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. The big one around here tomorrow is the 2:30 game where Alabama, at the moment, is a 14.5-point favorite on 11th-ranked Florida. The over-under is 60. Now, Jeff, I guess there is a conventional wisdom that says, look, Alabama's 3 touchdowns better than anybody. You got to take Alabama, and if it doesn't work, tip your hat to the other team because it will mean they will have done a hell of a job. Is that kind of what you're doing?
That's the reason I went with that pick. I said it was time for a lock, and Alabama, as much as it hurts me to say, I've got some good friends from down in South Alabama, and one of our favorite places is a little bar at the beach called Floribama, and we spend a lot of time there, and you hear a lot of Roll Tide. It's amazing how many different uses of Roll Tide they can use it as verbs, adverbs, nouns, adjectives. It's thrown in, so I decided I'm going to take an easy pick and Roll Tide with Alabama. I pretty much take them every week. If I was forced to have to bet on Alabama every week, I don't know what their overall coverage is, but I'd probably take them every week because he just seems to reload. Those first couple weeks seemed pretty easy for him. But I think Florida is also overrated. And so I think it could be a 28-point beat. I think it's going to be a beatdown. Alabama and Florida don't like each other. You know, Florida's coming in confident. Alabama loves to destroy confidence. And just needed an easy pick, so I'm going Alabama, -14.5.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your mind, Alabama is how many points better than the second-best team in the country?
Ooh, I don't even know who I mean, right now, in my opinion, the second-best team in the country is Georgia, but it's so early. You know, to me, it's really hard because teams do get better throughout the year, which is one of the reasons I really want college playoffs one day. But I would have to say they're Georgia, and I'd say 10.5 to 13.
I'd like to have a ticket when they play in the SEC final.
It's looking like that should be the game. And that Georgia defense is just going to – Oh man, they are mean.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that Georgia-Clemson, I had to give it up to Clemson too. I know that they lost, and just for those two to play that big of a game in week 1 for fans – You said it that week. I hope it's close. And man, what a great game! They're both those defenses were just. I mean, it was 3-3 on offense. The defense is what won the game.
Don't you also think that we're getting a little more defense in college football than we have, say, in the last 5 to 8 years?
Yeah, it's forever. That was Saban's calling card, right? It was, I forgot what it was, because I read a stat somewhere a long time ago that if the number one defense plays the number one offense in the championship or the Super Bowl, then number one defense has won like 65% of the time. The last 6 or 7 years, it's been all about speed and offense. And, it does hurt that they can't really touch the offense. But it seems like watching Georgia and Clemson, for me, it looks like everybody on defense was faster than everybody on offense.
Yep. Sure did, didn't it?
I mean, and just like Daniel Jones, I mean, he made our offensive line look pretty slow, didn't he?
Gosh. Okay, let's get to the Titans. I went last Sunday. I think you did as well, didn't you?
Yeah. It
was miserable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you kind of felt like 10 minutes into the game, oh, Lord, this is not going to work out the way we thought. So now they go to Seattle, which I would argue is one of the two or three toughest places in the league to win. Whatever they call it, that thing in Seattle is tough.
I've always wanted to go there. I like that crowd.
I do too.
They don't sit down. That reminds me of like old college football. They're standing and screaming the whole time. One of the best 12th men in the league.
Yeah. To me, maybe the three best are Seattle, Arrowhead in Kansas City, and Lambeau. And I've been to two of the three. I haven't been to Seattle.
I've only been to Kansas City, but I'd love to go to Lambeau if you ever want to take me.
Oh, listen, it's I did a preseason game there years ago, and I was like a kid in a candy store. Lambeau is really special, and I loved being there. But to Sunday, Seattle 6.5, over under 54. Tell me where we're going.
You know, to be honest with you, if I was picking, I don't know if I'd pick either one this week, just because it's so tough to tell. But I really, my heart, I think that NFL is such a week to week game. I was actually talking to my buddy the other day about it. Like, you think Vrabel's going to come in and beat on them, or just talk to him like men and say, let's go and try again? I think more of the offense, maybe listened a little bit too much of all of us talking about how good they were, and they came in a little confident. And I could tell within 10 minutes they weren't clicking. So hopefully a week of preparation gets them there. But I think I'd love to see them win, and they might win, but I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think our offense, they've got to come in with a chip on the shoulder. Defense, it is what it is. Kyler Murray, gosh, he's hard to chase down.
Oh.
You know who's a lot like him?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I hope we're a little bit more exciting of a game. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of great NFL games overall this last weekend. We were one of the few not-so-fun ones.
Ours was one of the duds.
It was one of the duds. Even last night's game, I don't even care for either one of the teams.
That was a hell of a game.
What a great game. But I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be like a 35-31, 35-28. So I like over 54 a lot.
Okay, so you really think that no matter whether they win or lose, the Titans' offense is going to show up?
Yeah, I think they got to put up 28 points. If they don't put up 28 or more points,
they're not going to win.
They're not going to win. And I think they can. I think you need Jones and Tannehill got to get some timing down. They've got a chip. They got to prove that it wasn't just Arthur Smith making those calls.
Right.
It's the players. And they've got the talent there. So
think about
maybe blocking, too, would help. If the offensive line wants to block a little bit, that'd help, too.
Think of four of the receivers you've got in this game. DJ Metcalf, unbelievably physical. Phillip Lockett.
Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. Okay, on the yeah, thank you. I just made up a new name. A.J. Brown with the Titans and Julio. You've got four elite wide receivers in that game. So defensive backs had better really bring their A game, or that over you're talking about absolutely will go over.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance for quick strikes in this game. Here's what's sad, Jeff. I think you're right on both of them.
Welcome to Owen.
So I'm headed down this sewer hole with you. Okay? If it doesn't work, I may have to change on you. Okay, I'm going to throw one more out there for you, and I want to see where you take it. Because all right. You have no idea that I was coming with this. But I've decided we've got to get ourselves in the win column at some point.
Three is a better chance than two to get in one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Stanford at Vandy.
Oh.
Hold on. Hold on a second. let's get the big build up here. Stanford, if I can pull it up, Stanford, where the heck is it? Stanford 12.5 now with an over-under of 48.5. That line has gone up, opened at 10.5, now 12.5. Tell me what you think.
Oh, man. Where's it at?
It's here. Tomorrow night,
okay.
In what could be some really sloppy weather.
Oh, nice. In the biggest high school stadium in the state. All right. Let's see. I know you're a Vandy fan. Sorry, my whole family went to Vandy, so I get it all the time. I'm the only one that went to UT, so they tease me all the time. But, oh, man, my heart for my family says to go to Vanderbilt, but I make more money betting against Vanderbilt than probably any team in college football. So, I'm going to have to take Stanford. They're on a high with the USC game. Vandy did cost me a little because I have to admit it. I did take Colorado State last weekend.
And when they were up 14-0, you felt good.
Oh, I felt real good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but I think Stanford, they just got the – I'm going to play that mainly based on historical, you know. I've always said my dad's a huge Vanderbilt fan, and always said, man, if Vanderbilt could figure out the Stanford – system, which obviously they tried with the last coach, of you know, you can have a good academic school and a good football team. I don't know what's the difference for why one's more successful than the other traditionally, but I've always said Vanderbilt needs to figure out whatever Stanford does and follow it. So I'm going to go with Stanford just on, you know, historical programs.
Jeff, one of us is going to get a winner on this game. I'm gonna go going Vandy.
To get, yeah, I like it.
I'm going to go Vandy. I don't think they win the game, but I think it's reasonably competitive. I'm having a hard time figuring out what Stanford is. They were horrible against Kansas State, and they were great against Southern Cal, so much so it got Clay Helton fired. So give me the last word, and then we'll get out of here.
Go Big Orange. We
turned around. Hey. You have a good weekend. Let's make this better.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend.
Let's talk to you.
Or let's go. I'll go 3-0. You can go 2-1.
You know what? I could accept that.
All right.
See you.
At least we're winning one way or the other.
Oh God, we need to.
Have a great weekend.
You too. So in this little segment, both of us have gone 0-4. So, to say the least, there is room for improvement. Would that be fair? Sure it would. Okay, Danny Evans will join us after the break, the former Dodger general manager. He was not available yesterday. Normally, I leave Fridays during the 3 o'clock hour wide open, but I wanted to talk to Danny. We got a few things to get out there, so let's see where we take it. A little bit of baseball in the middle of football season. Danny Evans will join us next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Warmer colors, cooler temperatures. The season is just getting started, and Lowe's has everything you need to keep the fall gatherings going. Like getting cozy around gas fire pits, everyday low prices starting at $249, and keeping things tidy with Ego blowers as low as $179. There's still more to fall for at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Valid 9/9 through 9/15, U.S. only.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
One of the legends, Icky Woods. We love pork rinds.
So you're not the only one. So I get some pork rinds, and I'm smiling high off. Get your pork rinds, man. He ain't nothing like them. They got all kinds, too. They got dill pickle, man.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Oh, I love it. It's a Friday, kickback, relaxed. It's in the middle of football season, but we're going to talk a little baseball with Danny Evans, who joins us by phone. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing well, George. How are you?
Good. I want to pick your brain on a variety of things in one long segment, if we can do it that way.
Let's go, George.
Give me a thought or two on what went on yesterday in the Colorado-Atlanta game, because you know full well They wanted to play. They were dying to play. And in the end, that field wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, George, I tell you what, this time of the year, when it's the last series between the two clubs, the umpires get involved. The umpires control the environment. The umpires control the game itself from start to finish. Normally, for the listener's standpoint, you need to know that the home team always controls up to the start of the game and controls rain delays, start of the actual ball game. But yesterday, that wasn't the case. George, I was traveling all day yesterday, so I did not see it. I didn't get home until a ridiculous late hour. But it is always a challenge this time of the year because you want to play the game. It's imperative that you play the game. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, and sometimes the umpires are just more aggressive or passive than you would have been.
It sounded like they really didn't have any choice, Danny. They had thrown so much of that drying component on the infield, did it about four different times Wednesday night to try to get that in because they knew they had a horrible forecast on Thursday. You know, when you think about it, it's really pretty amazing that we don't have this problem more.
Well, it just shows you, George, how much in the last 25, 30 years teams and their respective stadiums have matured and have become very sophisticated in drainage. You know, the Braves, brand new ballpark. Truist Field is, I mean, it's outstanding. And they, like so many of the new parks, have an amazing system underneath the playing field, which allows the field to not only drain, but to remain dry after draining, which is a real challenge in most ballparks. But in today's game, we've got some absolutely amazingly talented people doing stadium operations. And as a result, those groundskeepers, you know, put us in a situation we can play games that 20 years ago never would have had a chance.
Danny, we got three teams right now in a battle to the end in the American League wild card. Toronto, Boston, the Yankees. Toronto and Boston dead even. The Yankees a half game behind. Two of the three are going to get in. Who do you think is going to be the third, the odd man out?
I'll tell you what. We're looking at something that 3 weeks ago we never could have anticipated.
I know it.
And that is the wild card races in the two leagues. It is honestly remarkably fun. I mean, it's not fun if you're in the middle of it, George, I can tell you that. But for us as fans and observers of a game that we love, I think it's a lot of fun to see what's going on and see these games mean something. You know, baseball tends to take a back step to football this time of the year, but when there's races like there are now, I'll tell you what, it's great. My gut that's less than it used to be, thankfully. But my gut is that we're looking at the Blue Jays and the Red Sox getting in, and the Yankees watching TV with about a 90-win season. I think part of it is because I know the Red Sox have a softer schedule. They've been playing just okay with about 11 guys on the COVID list, but I think they and the Jays are going to squeak in. I would not be surprised if there was a tie at the end. I mean, it could be a remarkable conclusion.
Sure.
I think the Yankees just hit a pothole, and the problem is they play the toughest of the three in terms of strength of schedule, and I think that might be what it comes down to.
If you're sitting there as the Yankees, after they had that massive, whatever it was, 12, 13-game winning streak, Danny, yeah, they really haven't been any good since then. How do you, if you're trying to plot out, if you're Brian Cashman, what do we really have and what don't we have? God, at the end of the season, that's going to be a tough question.
Yeah, and George, you know, when you win 90-91, you usually have enough wins to get in. I think they just didn't fire on all eight cylinders most of the season. The 13-game winning streak, which I'd like to say began the day after the Field of Dreams game.
Yes.
I think what their 13-game win streak did is camouflage some of the ongoing existing problems with their ball club. They just never seemed to get it together. Rizzo going on the IL because of COVID really hurt them. A series of injuries. But, you know, George, injuries are part of the game. And it's something you have to look at as it's going to happen. I think the shocking thing is that the Red Sox, who came into this season really under the radar, the Red Sox, just to be where they are today, I think it's a remarkable story. And I think it's really fun that you've got four teams playing so well in that division. And if you look in the National League Central, well, actually, the National League Wild Card, I can't believe what's happened with the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals have just surged into this wild card situation. And I think subsequently we've got an amazing wild card race in the other league too.
Right. They've come out of nowhere. Nobody in their right mind saw this coming. So, Danny, in your mind, what happened in St. Louis?
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, a really great baseball person, and we agreed that we think the reason is character, it's makeup. Arenado, Goldschmidt,
Wainwright.
Molina,
yeah.
Wainwright. We're talking about four phenomenal people in terms of makeup, in terms of character, guys who've been there before. And those four guys have been elite during this period. And I think what we saw the other night, the first 3-2-5 double play I think I've ever seen at the end of a game to save a game, you know, that was just a great example of how phenomenal Goldschmidt is as a first baseman and how instinctive he is. And it's funny how the ball finds the right guys if you're playing well, finds the wrong guys when you're not. I think it's going to be tough for them not to be the team, George. As you know, the wild card is usually a team playing really well at the end. Obviously, it's going to be the Dodgers or the Giants as the other wild card team. I still think that's the Dodgers getting in. The Giants as the wild card with about 102 to 104 wins. I think the Padres are not going to make it, and I think we're going to see the Cardinals sneak in, and I think it's just going to be an amazing story.
Do you think Philly makes a big push at Atlanta before this is over?
I do, but I don't think that they're going to surpass the Bravos. I think Atlanta's going to win. I think they're going to win by probably around the same margin they have today. I know the Phillies are the fun pick right now, but something tells me that the Braves are going to figure this out. And I'm a big believer in character, in experience. And I just think the Braves have more of that. They have better makeup than the Phillies do. The difference though, George, is this, and I think you know this as a Braves fan, the Braves have a tougher schedule than the Phillies the rest of the way.
This road trip could kill them.
Yeah, it could, George, but it also, I think they're playing the right team at the right time. I mean, the Giants have been lights out. Well, you know, in baseball, teams come back to the fold after huge winning streaks. And I think they may be playing the Giants at the right time, but I think this series this weekend, I mean, there's like three series this weekend. They're going to keep me in the house Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I love it. What happens to the Giants if they end up having to be the wild card? Because, Danny, they've had an unbelievable year. They are fighting off the Alabama Crimson Tide of baseball. To be in the position they're in with 15 to play is unbelievable, and yet it may not be enough.
Yeah, but thankfully the wild card exists, or else they'd be watching TV.
Be back to 93.
Yeah, right, with Atlanta, San Francisco, and the Dodgers. Remember, that was a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what we're looking at is a team – that is laden with character. It's got three or four just phenomenal veteran players who have surpassed everybody's expectations, have for the most part stayed healthy and have kept that team afloat to go along with some real good signings. The advantage is, if you're the wild card team, George, you're home. You know whoever wins the game, you're playing the Dodgers. So you've played so many big games going down the stretch that I think the wild card game in the National League is going to be one of the best ever. I mean, imagine winning 102, 103 games and having to win that day to advance to play your bitter rival. They'll be the most motivated wild card team in the history of the game. I think it's going to be a great, great theater to watch that ballgame. And I would think that they would come in the favorite in that ballgame.
Danny, I got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to fire a couple of things. You ready?
Sure. Let's go.
What are they going to do in San Diego, having spent all that money and they don't make the playoffs?
Well, I think they learned a lesson. My former assistant is their general manager, and he's absolutely terrific in A.J. Preller. But they needed to make a significant move at the deadline in their rotation. And when their team got beat up, I mean, they've had seven Tommy Johns on that pitching staff. I think what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to make some pretty substantial changes to bolster their chances. I think the Giants surprised them, just like it did you and I, but they didn't make the moves necessary. Remember, George, at the deadline, there was a lot of talk that Scherzer was going to the Padres, but they couldn't finish the deal. And as a result, Scherzer went to the Dodgers. While the Padres made a great offer, the Dodgers made a better one, and I think it was a good example of a team with a great farm system being able to conquer another team. They're still a great club, George, but I never expected them to be 6 over .500 in mid-September.
No.
It's a real bad collapse in the second half.
We got four teams in Major League Baseball playing under .400 baseball. Shouldn't that be a concern?
It's a concern for me, George. I think the tanking issue is pathetic. It's terrible. It's bad for the game. Shame on clubs for having that attitude and the ones that go through it for an extended period. What do you tell your fans? What do you tell the city? I think when a team gets to that point where they're tanking, you know, to me, George, it's just awful. I understand rebuilding. I get it as much as anybody. But rebuilding without any hope, to me, is a blight on our game. It's not good for the sport, particularly when there's revenue sharing and there's a draft and there's an international pool. There's no excuse for a club to be as bad as they are when they're hovering around 100 losses with 2 weeks to go in the season. There's absolutely no excuse for that.
Amen. Hey, have a good weekend. Enjoy your baseball.
Same to you, George. See you later, bud.
Danny Evans, man knows his stuff. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I'm going to reserve this one last segment for y'all. Normally, I do a lot more of this on Friday, but we had some scheduling things that needed to happen. 615-844-5600. I ask you to get in quick. And I know some of you out there want to yap. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24-7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
And now Mid-10 Trades is reminding Americans to show support to the men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Mid-10 Trades, serving Owen with pride for 38 years. Mid-10 Trades is a veteran-owned name you can trust. For custom fences, decks, door replacements, and more, one call does it all. Call Mid-10 Trades at 615-573-2600. That's 615-573-2600. Mid-10 Trades, they're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. launches himself into the next round of the playoffs with his win at Richmond, third in the last five races. Up next, beaten and banging short track style from Bristol Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Rusty Wallace, NASCAR champion, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay. Final segment with you all as phone callers. By the way, I got a line open. 615-844-5600. That's the number. Still got one line open. Looking for a red-blooded American who wants to yap. Justin, get us started.
Hey, George. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
Be quick here. I got a quick parlay. I got three underdogs I like.
I love it. Let's hear it.
This weekend. First, I like Vanderbilt in the points.
Okay.
I watched Stanford that first weekend.
Oh, they were awful.
Kansas State.
Dreadful.
One of the worst teams I thought I'd ever seen at that point. So I'm going to trust that that's who they really are, and that game's closer. Then I got Buffalo covering 14 against Coastal Carolina.
You know, I noticed that one earlier. Buffalo at home has been a monster. But as you know, Coastal Carolina has sort of risen to the top of that group, that Boise kind of group. That'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, Coastal's been good, but I feel like that's a good spot. I feel actually think Buffalo's going to win that one outright, but if not, I still think they cover. And then the last one, big underdog. I like Kent State to cover at Iowa. 22.5, I think it is.
Ooh. Better be careful.
Iowa's just one of those teams that doesn't score a lot. Kent State can score, so even if they, you know, win comfortably, I just don't think they cover that spread.
I like your I like where you're going, though.
I think one of those is going to be a winner, for sure.
Yep. Okay. Bring it on.
Thanks, George.
Justin, have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, speaking of underdogs that I believe will win outright tomorrow, you've heard me all week yap about Memphis. I'm not sold on Mississippi State. I'm just not. I know they throttled NC State last weekend, but Memphis will get some stuff done on offense where NC State got nothing done. That's the first one. Here's another one. BYU at home against Arizona State. They're about a 3.5-point dog, and I kind of think they're going to win outright. And then the other one I don't understand, why is Boise only a 3.5-point favorite at home against Oklahoma State? What has Oklahoma State done to get anybody's confidence? The answer so far is nothing, but that's why they call it gambling. Because, you know, they don't just print money and hand it to you. It's not that easy. Eric, what's shaking on your end?
Well, George, I had a tough weekend last week. I was 0-3. I had the Washington football team over the Chargers. That was a loser. I, of course, picked the Titans over Arizona. That was a loser. And I did have Kansas City over Cleveland. They won, but they didn't cover.
Yeah.
They won by 4, and they were favored by 5.5. So I would be surprised if I go 0-3 this weekend. So here are my 3 NFL picks.
You got 3.
I'm going with the Patriots, who are 5.5-point favorite over the Jets. I expect them to bounce back against the Jets. Number 2, I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals at home, are favorite. I think it's by 3 over the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah, they should not lose that game unless they're either just come on totally flat or looking past the Vikings. That's the only way they'll lose. And my last one, George, I'm going with the trend. I'm actually going with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are like 3.5-point favorite over Baltimore. Baltimore was at its best. Kansas City dominated them. And basically, Baltimore's down to Lamar Jackson with all the injuries they've got. I think the Ravens are in trouble, George, and I look for Kansas City to get them Sunday night. Plus, Baltimore had a short week playing on Monday night. So those are my 3 picks. Have a great weekend.
Hey, hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. New England on the road. Does that worry you at all?
No. The only reason is because they're coming off a loss. Now, if they had beaten Miami last week, then I probably would be a little bit worried. I think the Jets, they may be a little bit better, but I still think the Patriots overall are better than them.
Yeah. I'm in total agreement with you on Arizona. Now, maybe we've gotten a little too much of, you know, what we saw here a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Chandler Jones, J.J. Yeah. Watt, that is a massive front four.
Yeah,
that's
in fact,
scary.
I think that Arizona's going to win the first 3 games because I believe the following week they play Jacksonville and Jacksonville before they play the Rams in week 4. So they should win their first 3 games.
Kyler Murray is untackleable.
Oh, yeah.
If there is such a word.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Let's see how you do.
All right. Take care, George. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. I think I got time for one, maybe two more. John, you are up next.
Yeah, George, I've called you before. I went to the same high school you did.
Yeah, how you doing?
I feel more like I do now than I did before I started talking to you. But I tend to want to bet against Vanderbilt, even though I used to go watch Watson play there. I graduated from Vanderbilt, BGA and 63, I'm 76 now. I tend to bet against Vanderbilt because if they lose, I win the money, and if they win, I'm happy about it.
So one way or the other, you're going to be a happy camper.
Yeah, but I haven't figured out how to set up. I've been trying to do it, how to set up, you know, whether it's MGM or whatever, tools, whichever. I haven't been able to set it up to my MasterCard. And I guess I'll have to get somebody to help me do that.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the one that needs to do that because my Adam Johnson's in here laughing because he's like, George is the last person you want.
I know, but how do you think it's going to be, Stanford or Vanderbilt?
My heart wants to say that Vandy covers, but the Stanford,
What's the point spread, 13 and a half or
12 and a half?
12 and a half, okay.
I'm sitting here looking at it right now. And look, the problem is nobody quite knows what either one of these teams are. Stanford was god-awful 2 weeks ago against Kansas State, but then really rebounded. Huge win at Southern Cal. They dominated, and it's what got Clay Helton fired. On Vandy's end, you know, nobody's running out saying, boy, Vandy's really good. But they kind of showed me something in the comeback against a not very good Colorado State. I would think they'd be really ready to play because this is a nice stage for them. They're always compared to Stanford, never particularly favorably. Stanford's achieved at a higher level as a private school. Who knows? I mean, I guess that's the beauty of it, is we're about to find out.
Well, I used to watch Watson play at Vanderbilt, and I used to watch Bill Wade play there.
You're going back a ways.
Yeah, like I said, I graduated from Battleground Academy in 1963. That's probably about 10 years after you did.
Yeah.
Before you did.
Yep. Hey, John, anyway, they're telling me I got to run. I'm about to go to a commercial break.
Toodaloo.
Thanks. Okay, so let me go back on just one man's opinion. Boise State, strong. I'm waffling here. Memphis at home, just going to flat out win outright against Mississippi State. BYU at home, just going to win flat out outright against Arizona State. I'm with Eric on the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray is a royal pain in the butt to have to chase around all day. Nobody ever gets a clean shot at this guy. He is tough. I know we got to go to the break. The final countdown is next. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at George Plaster TN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
You know what? We don't need Final Countdown music today. We'll do it without it. Austin Peay has made official. They are bolting out of the OVC effective June the 30th of 2022. I have no idea where the Ohio Valley Conference is going with this, but that's a real concern because they are as OVC as it gets. Eastern Kentucky has bagged out. Jacksonville State has bagged out. Now Austin Peay. I wonder what some others are thinking, in particular, Belmont. I mean, it's got to be in somebody's mind that, hey, is this a sinking ship? Don't know yet. Going to have to see where all this is headed. However, on to the games. High school football tonight, we got some weird weather going on. Right now where we are, which is on Nolensville Pike, it looked like the bottom was going to fall out an hour ago, and now all of a sudden there's sunshine. The forecast is not particularly good, so if you're going to a high school game tonight, I would suggest dress accordingly, whatever that means. Now, as for tomorrow, I think Watson's right. Some bad weather could probably help Vandy in their game against Stanford. They could probably use a great equalizer, and weather may well be that. As we look at the forecast tomorrow, there's definitely rain in there. 50% tomorrow, 70% on Sunday, 60% on Monday. So we got some stuff coming in here. Titans, Boy, I don't know what to think. Last week kind of spooked me. They were so bad. They were worse than anything I could have imagined. The only thing worse was the attempt to get concessions in the upper deck. Virtually impossible. I admit I'm not very happy about that. They got to do better than that. So somewhere in here, we got all kinds of sports. It's a great time of the year. The Braves fan in me is worried. They're going on a 10-game road trip that ultimately is going to tell you a lot about where they're headed. San Fran this weekend, 3-game series. You'll hear game one tonight on WNSR. So a big weekend. Enjoy it. We'll be back with you on Monday. Hope your team wins. If not, at least hope they cover. This is the Plaster Radio Network.